Right, Susan, thanks for finding some time today to give us a few tips on negotiating successfully. I know that you've had years of experience negotiating with global suppliers, so what is your recipe for a successful negotiation?
Nice to see you again, Dave. Sure. Okay, I think one important tip I can share is to know your bargaining partner. You should have an idea of their needs and why they need the meeting to be successful too. Try to find out how much pressure they are under to clinch the deal. So do your homework, prepare well, and know who you're dealing with. You should also know your own position, of course. You should know whether the current market is favorable for you. Is it a supplier's market or a buyer's market? How much bargaining power do you have? This will be partially dictated by the current market conditions and the position you have in this market. Then it's also important to be flexible. Take your time to avoid making mistakes. If you rush into the negotiation, you might regret your decisions later. Listen to your bargaining partner carefully and don't make hasty decisions. I suggest having a walk away option. That's important. It means you walk away or postpone the meeting if the negotiation can't be finalized successfully or the proposed deal is not satisfactory. Don't accept everything just because you need the deal, especially not unsatisfactory conditions. You can go back to the office, think about the meeting, and try to approach it differently the next time round. Always have this as an option, rather than accepting a deal you're just not happy with later.
That all sounds interesting, Susan, but what do you do if you aren't happy with the overall progress of the negotiation? You know, or you aren't on track, it's just not going your way, and your negotiating partner's getting personal or somehow sidetracked. How do you deal with all this?
Okay, you really should try to keep your emotions under control in a negotiation. It's important to stay focused and calm. If you're dealing with a business partner who's being rude or difficult, stay relaxed and try to understand their position. Don't take their comments personally and don't become rude or aggressive yourself. Also, if you can't conclude the deal, try not to be disappointed. It's not your personal fault. It's just best to leave your emotions out of a negotiation. A final point to mention is to aim for a win-win feeling or a win-win situation in a negotiation. If you help your bargaining partner feel satisfied with your offer, they will be more likely to help you satisfy your needs. This means that at the end of the day, you and your business partner both have the feeling that you've come to a mutually acceptable deal. Then both parties can go home with the feeling that they have won.